The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
How many have seen West Side Story? All right. He's in the drugstore. It's right at the beginning, and because it's a musical, well, he has to sing his thoughts. Right? Isn't that what kind of how you define a musical? The soliloquies of Shakespeare are now songs. And so he says, it's the it's going to be great. He doesn't know what's happening. Well, it's okay. Lost my musical introduction. But he's there singing about, he's anticipating something so wonderful. Or maybe someone so wonderful, right? He hasn't met Maria yet. And he's there singing about how amazing he feels. He feels this anticipation of something coming. And then, well, here we are, the last Sunday of Advent. Anyone have excited children at home? Right, there's nothing like a child anticipating something coming. Even if it's just the next meal, or an opportunity to go to school because summer break's been way too long. But they just fill with this kind of joy that makes them vibrate and maybe even jump around or jump up and down. And the rest of us are like, oh, the final slog till we finally get to Christmas. I can't put up another decoration. Open another card. If I'm tortured with another dried out awful fruitcake, I'll send it back to them next year. And we're trying to anticipate the birth of Jesus, aren't we? And we're bah humbug, right? Scrooge would be a wonderful guest right now. I'm with you, Scrooge. Darkness is cheaper than all this light. We're wasting electricity. And probably increasing our carbon footprint, although that's not true because we're on hydro. Right? Scrooge had something going. There was a truth to trying to save, but he was losing his soul, if you will, in the process. Remember his beloved Bella? Or Belle? Right? We very rarely remember that Scrooge was engaged to be married. But he chose money over love. And was was all the poorer for the rest of his life. And as soon as you start down that road of things over people, of money over love, you end up in a very dark, cold place. We are called instead to be people of, starts with an L, ends with ite.
Light.
Right? People of light. That's why we have an Advent candle that grows in illumination as the weeks go on. You can see we have stars in our window, soon lights on our tree. We're people of light, and light pushes back against darkness. Simply, easily. Right? The tiniest bit of light pushes back against darkness. If you've ever had a chance to go caving and turn out all the lights, just knocking the two pieces of quartz together creates light. Try it. It's really amazing. Most of the abandoned gold mines in Juneau are filled with quartz veins, and so there's lots of things to knock together in the dark. Not that I would know. We are here to push back against darkness. Darkness wants us. And I'd suggest that little grumpiness that maybe our friend at the top of the mountain looking down on Whoville, right? What's his name? The Grinch. Right? Why was he so grumpy? His heart was two sizes too small. And if you have a small, little, tiny heart, any sense of love, any sense of light hurts you. I mean, these people who have small, tiny, shriveled up hearts are in pain when we give them hugs and fruitcakes and joy. But hopefully we can bring about their conversion. Right? Why was Scrooge converted? Because Christmas wasn't about the roast beast. It wasn't about all the Christmas presents. It wasn't about Santa Claus. It was about Jesus coming in our midst. What is that sign that Ahaz is unwilling to ask for? Right, that a virgin will conceive and bear a son who is to be Emmanuel, God with us. We should all be like, Wait a minute. God with us? That's kind of dangerous. I like God at a distance, personally. It's safer. Right? At the time of Jesus and before, where was God? In the temple? Right? At the Ark of the Covenant, which was kind of just his footstool. And in the heavens. Yeah, there was this kind of general godness everywhere. But he wasn't intruding in your life and asking you to dinner. Like Zacchaeus in the tree. Right? This one, Jesus of Nazareth, walked with us. And in walking with us changes everything. That's what we're about to celebrate. Right? We're called to belong to Christ, as Paul says in the Romans. Right? How many of us have, like, property of UCLA? Well, or property of the University of Alaska Fairbanks? Right? Sweatshirts. No, just Coastal Cold Storage today, right? Or Petersburg Vikings, right? And we're part of that team. We should be like Body of Christ. Member. Everyone's welcome, right? It's not a members-only club. Jesus came to push that darkness away and say, everyone, come to the feast. Now, Joseph. Things could have gone mightily different if he had made different choices. Mary's gone off to see Elizabeth, her cousin. Elizabeth recognizes the new life in her, just weeks conceived. She waits 3 months to see her cousin John the Baptist born, and she head home trying to figure out what she's going to tell Joseph. Does she send him, like, a Twitter? Big news. What would her Facebook post look like? Expecting The unexpected. Really, Joe, it's the Holy Spirit. Right? Can you explain the incarnation in 147 characters or less? Mary had a lot of explaining to do. And Joe probably wasn't listening. He was so in love with her. And he was so disappointed. And so another sign comes. An angel comes to speak to him and say, you know, actually everything she said is true. Trust her and trust God. And it says, I love the ending, it says, and Joseph awoke and did exactly as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. Any of us ready to take commands from God? Like, what about my self-will? What about my willfulness? What about my selfishness, Lord? You're not taking that into account. I don't want to play because what you're asking me to do is too hard. Everybody in town knew it wasn't Joseph's. Jesus probably got picked on at school, picked last for kickball. Right? This was not an easy choice. And in fact, many people today make choice to end that problem. What darkness have we embraced? There's real darkness in the world, and yet there is real, abundant light. But the funny thing is, as soon as you turn your back on light, it's dark. You might be really close to the source of light, standing right behind you, but you're looking in the wrong direction. So I'd have a suggestion that we look toward the light this Christmas, that we not let all of the anxiety of getting everything right and baked and decorated destroy our feast. It's a birthday party. How many people have thrown a birthday party that's not gone out just perfectly? I've had a lot of those. And you know, some of the ones that went the worst are my favorite memories. Rarely do I remember the ones that go smoothly, where everything was just right. I remember the ones where the inside of the cake was still doughy because, well, it didn't get cooked long enough, etc. So one last story. Because, you know, God gives us signs. Amen? I think we've all had them. Big ones, little ones. Joseph's not at all bothered that he's, like, spoken to an angel. He's more bothered that the angel's, like, picking on him and telling him how to run his life. And yet, he wants what the Lord wants because he knows in that is joy. Right? Embracing the Lord's will is the greatest joy we can ever have. So I was at LA Congress. You can't imagine how much work it is handing out Jesus, right? Right? Here it's not so bad. But at like World Youth Day, where you get a suborning with 1,000 hosts, or LA Congress with 500 hosts, your arm gets tired. I'm like, I actually switched hands and started giving out Jesus with my left hand. And then I switched hands again. I'm like, Jesus, you're really heavy today. Well, little did I know, as I'm listening to Matt Maher push me over, because I'm standing next to those big black speakers that you have at concerts. There's 4 of them stacked next to me. That's my communion station at the Young Adult Mass for 1,100 people or 4,000 people or something. LA Congress is the Religious Education Congress, started 36 years ago in Los Angeles, and about 36,000 people went last year, Catholics, encouraging their growth in their faith. And so they have lots of masses. I went to the Young Adult Mass. You could have gone to the Jazz Mass or the Celtic Mass or the Bluegrass Mass, which was actually pretty good. All kinds of options. Mostly messing with the music, right? The parts I say pretty much are the same wherever I am. And what happened was people started like pointing and whispering to their neighbors as I was handing out communion. And I'm like, I combed my hair. What's wrong with them? And I'm body of Christ, body of Christ, body of Christ. Lots of amens and more whispering. Right? And I'm like, they're looking. They're seeing something. And I'm like, I want to like peek behind me because maybe the band is doing some stage show I don't know about. But after Mass, people came up to me and he said, did you see that? And I'm like, no. What did you see? And they said, each time you reached into the ciborium, you pulled out light, a little disc of light, and you handed it to them, and they ate them. And you pulled out another one, and it went on for the whole 20 minutes it took to give out communion. Why do we ever even begin to doubt that Jesus is the light of the world? And that his light expels every possible darkness. Right? We keep him safely locked up in the tabernacle, and occasionally we visit. I'd suggest you take him for a walk today. All right, and tomorrow, well, you can't take him to school because you're off. Yay! But take Jesus everywhere with you. He desires to dwell in us and have his light shine brightly out of us. 35 or 40 people watched me hand out Jesus, the light of the world. It wasn't my miracle. I didn't see it. It's God's sign that he will always be with us.